Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. So recently, the FDA has announced that it will phase out the requirement for animal testing in the development of some medical therapies and drugs. And also just yesterday, the National Institute of Health has announced they are also moving away from this type of practice. So joining us today is Elizabeth Baker. She's the Director of Research Policy for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Thanks so much for the time. This is, I feel like, not getting as much the spotlight as maybe it should. This is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
This is a really big deal. April 2025 is a historic month for those of us who have been working to replace the use of animals in research and testing. And of course, for the animals and for the patients who really need better science and safer and more effective products. You know, first, April 10th, the Food and Drug Administration had an incredible press release and announced a comprehensive plan for replacing animal testing for pharmaceuticals. It recognizes the scientific and the ethical issues with animal testing, and then also the many benefits of changing to instead support modern, innovative, and predictive human-based testing approaches. And then April 29th, the National Institutes of Health, which is the largest funder of health research in the world, announced a plan to move away from animal use. Both of them are addressing the systemic issues that have kept animal research and testing in the forefront, despite the many scientific and ethical issues that arise from using animals in research and testing. And this is really such a big deal because animals are used in terrible ways and in ways that I think the public doesn't really fully comprehend, that dogs and monkeys and cats and rabbits are used in these ways. And so this is really about saving human and animal lives while integrating better science that allows for better business decision-making and the timelier development of safer and more effective medications.
How much does artificial intelligence go into this kind of a decision to move away from animal testing?
Well, it's a big part of it. So when we talk about the need to move away from animal testing, that is because there are a lot of issues. Of course, there's the ethical issues. We have The estimate is 100 million animals are used in research and testing every year. There are also these scientific issues. So you have translational failures because of differences in our biology, our lifespan, our metabolism, that really lead to different outcomes among species. You've got a huge failure rate. Most drugs are going to fail when they go into humans. 9 out of 10 times, that is true. The promise of these new technologies is so exciting because it uses human cells, tissues, data to make them really more biologically relevant to humans. And then you avoid translational issues with extrapolating across species. And so AI is one of these tools that is fabulous for these purposes because it allows researchers to really make sense of big amounts of data, human data, that exists out in the world, as well as to make predictions about toxicity. So what's going to happen in humans when we actually receive that product? And also it allows scientists to look at drug structures. So to link what is happening in known clinical outcomes based on chemicals that have similar structures.
That is really fascinating. And, yeah, and to pull a transparency, we are on a Zoom call. And we all know how COVID was and, dogs, kids, they all get into our interviews. So, we're going to give Elizabeth a little bit of slack for that. And it's her neighbor's dog that we're aware of. But, Elizabeth, how much money is this going to create? Either will this be saving money? Will this be more costly because we won't have animals? How is that going to be affecting the bottom line?
It is also about better cost. So we know there's the scientific reasons to do it. There's the ethical reasons to do it. And then it's more cost effective too. It is a fact that it costs a lot of money to develop new drugs. Companies are paying directly for the animal testing. also the cost of the failures. A huge amount of money goes into developing drugs that fail in humans. And then, of course, you have, from the other side of looking at this, you have potentially really safe and effective products that are weeded out by misleading animal experiments. And so it's all about companies being able to make better decisions earlier about which compounds to move into clinical testing and to seek approval for. And so as they can make those better decisions, they, in theory, and hopefully the end users, the patients who utilize these medications, will see lower drug prices as well.
You mentioned the fact that we're backing away from animal testing. You mentioned something about human-based testing. Are there barriers to that kind of testing, not only for people that are wondering, you're going to test things on humans? Does that sound safe? What kind of barriers are we talking about?
That's a good question, and I'm glad you brought it up, because when we say human-based approaches, we're talking about approaches that are utilizing human biology. So right now, there are clinical trials that happen in the development process where you have the non-clinical studies, then things move into clinical trials in humans, and that is testing on humans before they go to market. And so the key aspect that we're talking about is at these human-based approaches at the non-clinical phase. So before you go into humans, because what we want to do is make sure that the most predictive, the best science is used at that non-clinical phase to then better protect patients in the clinical phase of drug development.
Is there anything else you think our listeners should maybe keep an ear out for, more developments or how it might affect them from their day to day? Anything else you could give them advice on?
Yeah, you know, we all, ourselves and our loved ones, at some point in our lives, we need safe and effective medications. We have something comes up with our health, and we want doctors to know a lot about human health and disease. For so long, the investment has been in these animal studies that are just not predictive. And so I think that public health as a whole, all of us, you, me, our family members, our friends, we are all going to benefit from this, because these agencies are saying we're going to do better. We recognize the issues that have happened before. There's so much we don't know about human health and disease because we have invested so much in animal testing. And now we're going to do it differently. We're going to utilize these modern predictive approaches that can give better information for human health and disease and for product testing.
Once again, that is Elizabeth Baker with us here on KRLD. She is the Director of Research Policy for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Thanks so much for the time.